in Springfield working, and he was on the dozer and stuff. And he said the reason he had to get out of that, he had to quit it. It was too hard on him to do that work and everything. So he came here, and he's working for Tannehill County.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you've got somebody operating steel tracks on rock, I mean, mm-hmm. it don't give, you know. I mean, it hurts.
It hurts. So you would take advantage of it then?
Huh?
You would take advantage of it. You'd be one that could do it right now.
I haven't checked into it enough to know if I would be able to or not.
If you could live off of loggers and then you could live off of loggers and whatever other income you had would be, because your loggers amount would be your number of years.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I would do it.
Mm-hmm. But you might eventually, right?
Right. I mean, eventually I very well may, but I don't know if I would tomorrow. I'm sure I wouldn't. But
and just one point, though, you may be able to benefit from the
I mean, I would be eligible now. If mm-hmm. it
You'd
passed,
be eligible now, but in a few years you're going to be eligible anyway. Sorry.
All right. Boy, you make me feel good, I'll tell you. That was the only point I was wanting to get across.
Some people just like to work, you know. Oh, same thing for you, Jack. You'd be eligible, but you're going to choose not to for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't take it just as soon as I was eligible, but eventually I probably would, if we had dating out, I probably would take
it. Mm-hmm. You know, but let me ask you this, and maybe this isn't a fair question, but I'll ask it anyways. So do you, Brian, or you, Jack, if you get to a point where you're no longer productive, I think that you two are the types of individuals that would recognize that.
And then that's when I would probably take it.
And you would probably take it.
Yes.
If it wasn't available and you were no longer productive, you would probably keep working.
Probably.
Is that a fair statement?
I mean, that is exactly right.
So the benefit to the county, because we have to look at it from the benefit of the employee and the county. I mean, that's we have to look at everything in its totality.
Right. Yeah.
And so if it forces employees to continue to work whenever they're not necessarily productive, that's a hindrance to the county. And it's a hindrance to the employee. And so if it gives you an option to where you could do something sooner, if need be, then you'd have that ability.
Right. Yeah,
that sounds good.
I just thought of it.
Yeah, so. It sounds good, but I think realistically, if I've am working on the equipment, I've got enough years, how many years invested in it, and I'm just, we all, as we age after a certain age, I think it's 40-some, you start getting a small amount of dementia as you gradually lose the brain power unless you... But I think the majority, if they're going to have to go get another job, if they can't live on the loggers only that freezes at the time, if they're going to have to go get another job and interview for and not have any benefits, then what I see is that they're going to stay here at the county at the job they know and receive what benefits the county has, continue on. They're going to stay here.
I think some would, and I think some wouldn't. That's what I think those two individuals out there would recognize it and say, hey, and there's others that would, don't get me wrong. I understand what you're saying. I don't know that we can dictate what their life savings are, what their other incomes are, or those types of things. I don't know. I don't think we can make the decision for them on whether or not they take advantage of or don't, or if they're able to afford to or not. That's not our, one, it's not our business, and two, it's not our, that shouldn't be our thought process in this, in my opinion. I think our thought process should be as what is best for the county, what is best for the employee. Retention is a serious issue, but at what cost? I understand that. So I think we're all looking at this the same way. And I'm obviously going to state some obvious things. 80 and out is the years of service with your age equaling 80, and you can retire with that at that age and not be penalized on your loggers. Has nothing to do with Social Security, has nothing to do with SERF, has nothing to do with any of those other things. Loggers pays out what? It's a percentage of your highest 5 years? I really don't know what loggers is as far as what the calculation is.
It's your last 10 years and you average the 5 consecutive years to get the average.
So average, highest, what?
They take the last 10 years and take the 5 highest and average them, which typically, normally, you'd think that'd be your last 5, but there's okay. always exceptions.
So essentially, the highest 5 of your last 10 years, and then that's an average, and then what's the calculation on that? Is it like 10% of that for the rest of your life? Is it? I really don't. Okay, so there is years of service calculated in it.
You get that average, and so you determine what the average monthly salary is after you've done the average, divided by 2.
Well, hold on, Devin. Do you have it here, Sheila? Do you have the calculation?
Talking about facts in the matter of ADN and what that represents is going to be your age plus the amount of years you've worked. And in calculating that for actually benefiting from that, except for possibly certain circumstances, the person would have to start here. Either they would have to be younger than 38 for it to be have the time period where they would have the amount of years and the age work out. So you'd be, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If you're 38, by the time you have been here, and with your age calculation, it would equal the same. You'd be able to retire the same amount of time. If you're 37, you might be able to retire a year early. And you can go younger, and that would be earlier. Few circumstances that I have heard was if you possibly came from a city that had loggers and you moved to the county. I didn't look into this, but I heard from a couple of people it's true. If you move from a city that had loggers into the county that had loggers, your years in loggers would still be the same amount. So,
yes, everyone has one loggers account. And if I work at a city and have X number of years there, whatever their rule is and what they're paying by, and then I come to the county and I work enough years to come to the years combined and my age to get to the 80 and out, yes, that would count. But my amount that I draw will be based upon, you go back to what the city is doing. If they're paying at 1.5% and how theirs is set up, their structure, I draw according to the years that I was with them, I draw according to the way they work. And then the years that I'm with the county, like we're at 2%, it is figured based upon the years that you're the county. And then they're put together, you have the one account, and that's the check the individual will draw.
So that would be this different circumstance other than the year of hire, where the years of working would count for the ADN.
I didn't hear that. What?
That would be a special circumstance other than the age situation that I was speaking of.
Well, no, it's the age. It all goes together to combine. They don't lose where they work for somewhere else.
That's
those
what
years.
I mean.
Those
so
years
they
count.
Hire, yeah, so if they hire at older than 38 or older, then they could still qualify in that kind of circumstance and be.
You still your years of service with loggers would carry over to anywhere else you went with loggers.
Correct.
It would just be based on a percentage of what you may not make as much, but you're not going to make as much anyways if you're at a city that does 1.5 versus a county or another entity that does 2. So that doesn't change. But to your point, yes. If you worked at the city for 5 years, those 5 years go towards the county's.
So that would be the circumstance.
Yes. The Here's my question on that form that you gave me, Sheila. It says reduced percentage. Where is the reduced percentage? Is that for retiring? Is that the penalty that loggers?
Any month that you do earlier than. That was where Don Muller got that.
But that's if we. That's if you retire and don't equal up to, what's the current age, 60? For loggers right now, what is it?
Loggers is 60 now.
So if you retire earlier than 60, there's a reduced amount.
6% per year.
And if there's a... But if we do 80 and out, and you're able to retire with no penalty at 55, then that reduced percentage does not. Okay, so the what you have in front of you is still with a reduced percentage.
Yes.
Okay.
Because figuring, she had to call loggers to get them to see how that reduced percentage works.
And it's based on months.
Mm-hmm. It's way.
So what I got off of that piece of paper says it's your monthly average times 2%, because that's what the county's loggers is, times the number of years, and that equals your monthly. Is that right? And then if you retire earlier than what you're supposed to, if you start drawing loggers earlier than what's allowed, then that's where the reduced percentage comes in.
And your government will penalize you, was it 10%? If you do early retirement, the federal government will penalize 10%.
Of your loggers. Mm-hmm. The purpose of the 80 and out is to be able to where you're not, you have the ability to possibly, like we keep saying retiring, you have the ability to possibly draw from your loggers at an earlier age without the penalty. Right?
With 80 now.
Or if you go to 60, as long as you don't do it early.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
80 and out could possibly allow them to do it earlier than 60.
Yeah. And like it's been said, each individual is going to have to, they've got the 800 number, and they're going to have to, if they're interested, call loggers on even if we do this or don't do it. If you're interested, you call that number, and they take your circumstance, and they'll ask you all the questions. They would tell you then, if I retired next year based upon the salaries that I've made now and so forth, they would tell you exactly, you know, what it would be. And every individual, it's their personal thing. And then they have to just decide if they want to do that or not. And SERF, I think it's 62. I guess I need to go there.
The deal on the SERF savings, you can take it, but you got to pay the tax.
Yes. Well, you pay tax on loggers, too.
Yeah.
So,
again. SERF savings, not the actual SERF.
You can draw it at a certain age, retire.
You can draw SERF savings at any age.
Yes.
Yeah. But he said,
you pay it no matter.
That's right. He said, pay the tax. Anything that you make.
Retire at 55, you can do your SERF savings, draw it out right then with no penalty. Because
it's your money. They're just investing it for you.
Now, is loggers the one that we do the 2%? Can employees pay in more as well, or no?
No.
That SERF is the one that you can.
Some counties do that.
I'm one of those young guys that didn't really think about retirement at 22. At 41, I'm still kind of like, we'll figure it out.
No, you're being full of it too.
I know. In all seriousness, I've not paid enough attention to the differences between SERF and loggers, and I know one's 5 years, one's 8 years. I understand that. But. So somebody's making $20 an hour. Their average monthly income is 34.